So then therefore the all the practitioners of Buddhism, Hinaya and all Mahayana, they all like this text very much, then all recite and practice this one. That is really nice.
And the Bhul Bala Ogawa and Jangawa is ni Jungwaris. And then Jangawa Tige, Shenji Shimana and then the Mun Tuja, Mambu say the words. Tuja Masi.
Jangawa.
Jangawa. And then Ogawa the Chi, Ogawa the Nukul Lan to the Majista, to Tuja Mambu say the Sender the Chuti will the Joash Majul Nami Nogurdas. Tula do the Ne, Jangawa Luna was.
So then also give another story. In Tibet there was were two people. One is called Jangawa. He was practicing kind of some magic or something, and killed. He kills a lot of people. He killed a lot of people, and then the Jangawa, then he just magic kind of.
Jangawa, two jangkani. And the magic is the Ogawa, Ogawa
Jingo. Oh, Jangawa, Jangsina kind of.
Jangawa is that magic me.
Then there's another person called Ogawa. I think he says he means the white head or whatever. That's his name. He was very a very good person. So he went to the Jangawa and he says, gave an advice. He asked him not to kill other people who were doing the rituals. He says, because in this life it may seem okay, but in the future lives you will receive the result, the ripening result of these deeds.
That Shabu Dunji, the Nunjotemitis, Dunji to Jones, the English again, Tujo, the lawyer. Tawoga said, and who Shirojim Shalan Dun, Shirojim Dun, Dujotan, Dunji to the Palo, Tujo Kurushes.
So then the Jangawa, he was offended. He felt offended, and he says, well, I know the expression in Chinese, I don't know. Then there's a good show. I'll give you wait for the show in the 7 days. He means in the 7 days he's gonna kill Ogawa. So that's what he said. So then Ogawa, then he after he came back, so what he did is he recited the Heart Sutra and he do the concluding ritual of getting rid of the obstacles. Then after he did that, the Jangawa, he was doing the black magic, trying to kill him. Then because he did the reversing the obstacles, so the harm was reversed and goes back to the perpetrator. So Jangawa was finally killed by his own black magic. Then, so if you do the Heart Sutra and trying to eliminate obstacles by means of doing Heart Sutra, then even though if something is because of the karma, because of the ripening of the karma, then there's no way you can get rid of it. But just in general, the interferences can be get rid of by doing Heart Sutra, and it's a very special. It's a uncommon practice. So then if you recite the sutras and also try to contemplate on its meaning, doing very well in this way, then you receive a great benefit I just want to repeat, I talked with Rinpoche afterwards. He was mentioning that in Kedru Rinpoche's Jude Jinang, the general presentation of tantric sets, Kedru Rinpoche was refuting the practice of reversing or removing the obstacles from demon by means of doing Heart Sutra. And then also there is another Rusema. These two practices, these were refuted in Kedruje's text, but Denda Larumba, he felt that Heart Sutra, doing the removal of obstacle through doing Heart Sutra, is valid, because it says that in the past there is a story of Indra doing Heart Sutra to get rid of the obstacle from the trouble from the demigods. So Denda Larumba felt that Heart Sutra, doing the Heart Sutra to remove obstacle, is a valid practice. And so we just want to clarify that. Yeah, so then briefly we're going to conclude, Rinpoche is going to conclude teaching tonight, and if you have any questions, you can ask.
Where is it stated, or where would you find, or how is it passed down, that the Buddha prophesied Nagarjuna's, what Nagarjuna did for the Heart Sutra?
It's called Langa Shibado. It's Langa. Langa Avatara Sutra, the Sutra of Descending to the Langa, a place in Sri Lanka. If you read that, do you read Tibetan?
No.
I'm thinking,
There's a copy in English.
In English? You can tell him? Yeah. It's in Tibetan. I've looked at in the Tibetan version and the electronic text of Asian Classic Input Project. I looked upon the Tibetan text, and that quotation can be found, which Rinpoche was mentioning. And also, I've looked up the Chinese translations. That quotation can also be found in the Chinese translation. The root tantra of Manjushri also have a prediction.
And can we also, if it's very quick, explain the two causes of Buddhahood and the basis of the two bodies of Buddha? I don't understand this.
Oh. Bishi di kashubure di shi denpanyi tan lam tashenyi mene debu kunyi di namshya di mishi di words di mishi di shi jamna di di
shi denpanyi
sa
udan di urwas shi denpanyi lam tashenyi debu kunyi shi denpanyi sa yad kashubure puna nga su zu de cha la wain zu de kunju denpanyi sa marbe zu de kunju denpanyi zu tu bitsuma tanyi bitsuma
Mm. So then here it talks about the basis. On the level of the basis, there is the ultimate truth and the conventional truth. Then, for instance, when we talk about like a form is a conventional truth, and it's found by a valid cognition, which is engaging in the conventional nature of things. Then there is also emptiness of form, which is the ultimate truth, which is found by a valid cognition engaging in the investigation of the ultimate nature. And then, based on the two truths, there is in terms of the path we're talking about. You know, here is talking about the causes for achieving enlightenment. Is the two aspect of method and wisdom. And wisdom is wisdom realizing emptiness, and method includes the different practices of Buddhism, like renunciation, bodhicitta, love, compassion, and then there's a metaphor. It says, then if you have two hands and you put the two hands on the ground, then you leave the imprints of the two hand. So similarly here, the two hands of method and wisdom leave the imprints. Became a service as a cause for achieving the two bodies of Buddha, the truth body and the form body.
So now to the issue to the Chinese group, and that is how you choose to go in Janane, so to Gulaji Juji, so now to choose to go in Janane, so to Gulaji Juji, she chose.
And then in the text, so we talk about method and wisdom. Then sometimes it's also called the collection of merit and collection of wisdom. And then in the text, it gives the definition of collection of merit and collection of wisdom. Collection of merit is defined as the agent that leaves the imprints of achieving form body within the twofold, within the two bodies of Buddha, form and the truth body. And then the collection of wisdom is defined as the agent or the thing which leaves the imprints of achieving Buddha's truth body among the two body of Buddha, truth and form body. So these are the definition of the two collections that one needs to accumulate in order to become a Buddha.
So Yeshikiyaso would be the causal agent of Shara, is that something? The wisdom of collection would be the...
Collection of wisdom. It leaves the imprints of achieving truth body, Dhammakaya. And the collection of merits leaves the imprints of achieving form body of Buddha. The Rupa Gaya. Yeah.
Is there a tantra or a tantras around Prajnaparamita, and what class are they if they exist? And if they exist, who's the lineage holders?
Oh. 你是请这位开始为的开始主要的
谢谢你的这一句。
She says, like in general, of course, maybe it's not she says, I was asked, formulating your question as a, is there a tantra which is associated with professional wisdom? Professional wisdom.
Prajnaparamita is the deity.
Prajnaparamita, right?
Yeah, what is?
Oh, the Kaisu. Kung Fu, the Ji Yarva, the
写信嘛是要记下了。写信嘛是。这这这上这位的主角儿辈子。这写了你们这帮人多啊。嗯。写了你们安国呀的呢，我都能看嘛，都能用上。嗯。写信他不嘛。
He says, yeah, there is the in the commentary, it talks about the practice of meditating on the particular form of the deity form of Prajnaparamita. There is such a practice. Like according to one scholar, Kedru Rinpoche, it seems that he was refuting that such is a valid practice. Of course, that's the perspective from one scholar. Then you can read about if you read Tibetan, or I don't think
it's not easy to learn.
There's I don't know if there's any English translation of it. Kedru Rinpoche's general presentation of the tantric sets, Kedru Rinpoche's text. I don't know if any English translation of this text. He says maybe it have to be slowly translated into English. If you read Chinese, I have a Chinese translation. He says maybe you can, what you can do is to read about the English translation of this Gongtang Rinpoche's translation, Gongtang Rinpoche's commentary, Denda Laramba's commentary, and then Jiang Gawei Lozhou's commentary. So what you can do, there's no translation of Jiang Gawei Lozhou's commentary, but I know the Gongtang Rinpoche's commentary is translated. There's a text called Heart Sutra Explained by his translation by Donald Lopez. Yeah, Heart Sutra Explained. He has two commentaries translated. Perhaps it gives a little bit more. I don't know if Denda Laramba is translated, but I think Gongtang Rinpoche is translated. He says Jayangalo's commentary, which Rinpoche is mainly using, it's mainly an explanation of the meaning, kind of very brief. Then the Denda Laramba's commentary is more of an explanation of the words. Then if you combine these two together, then it becomes very nice. Kind of combine these two commentaries.
Yeah. If you say the mantra, is there anything you're supposed to be visualizing, or can you just say it all the time? And should you say it out loud, or should you say it to yourself sometimes? But as it's written here, it's, I can't memorize the whole Heart Sutra, but that's fairly short. Om Gati Gati Pair Gati Pair Sankati Puriswaha. But as he was asking, there's no visualization to it.
The Kuma Dunayan Shanju Senna, Ninja Jambada, or the Nigi, and the Nixon Mafune and Pat Jan Shavin, Bishin Lashavos.
di nga di kaise di ke jam ne chang gore de ne su su di ke ma
da ke ma jan da ne di go ke jan da da ne di go ya bor bos ya ma jan da alu na sa go na ke jan ke ma jan ya bor bos
so then he says you can what you can do when you're reciting this mantra is well, the best thing to do is to think about the meaning of emptiness of true existence, the meaning of the five bodhisattva path, and that would be best. Then, if you don't do that, you can also think about try to meditate on bodhicitta, love and compassion. That's okay. That's good too. Then. As far as whether you should say it out loud or just quietly, and he says both are okay. It depends on whether you would like to bother other people. Sometimes you don't want other people to hear, then you can do it quietly. So what we're doing here, even though may not stay, the understanding may not stay, but now we kind of leave some imprints in our mind. Then in the future, when the conditions are right, then it might ripen. It can well ripen into the result. When we should really try, like if we can try to achieve enlightenment before Kshatriya, the next Buddha come and teach Buddhism. But if not, then we can also think, may I become like achieve enlightenment during the time Kshatriya come and teach the Dharma. Then if not, then it will be also good if we can achieve enlightenment like during the time of this aeon, when the 1000 Buddha come and teach Dharma during this period, try to achieve enlightenment.
Yes, this chair is dependently arisen. Could you describe states or conditions that are independently arisen?
Ji kaja ji kuja di tenjung tenjere pa tenjung jawa jumore besa.
Yes. Kuja de la kamba ji duas. Kamba so ma de mena kuja de re ndo ni ma de mena re ndo. Kamba so ji gu ndo ji ma ji mena no kuja sal de go ma ros. Ji den ko de go duas.
Yeah, it is the chair is dependently arising. Then, for instance, it has four legs. The chair has four legs, and then if you only have two legs, it will not stand. Or even if you have three legs, that in that chair may not stand. So, it is dependently arising. It depends on other conditions. Yeah, there's no phenomena which is not dependently arising. If something exists, it is necessarily dependently arising. And then, for instance, 1 hour is composed of 60 minutes.
Dawaji le shabu kaze le shabu songju bu duas.
1 month consists of 30 days.
Dan dawaji de kadu duas. Shabu ji ge du seba ji ge du du yore. Seba ji ge du du yore daji ji duas.
Yeah. So then you can here you can investigate how is che tambu.
Dawaji de roa. Dawaji de Dawaji Setombo, Janior Setombo, Janior Puyo Puyo Maris, Puyo Jabusunju, your best.
Then here you can kind of investigate whether, on the for instance, on the 1st of January, whether the January as a whole is established. whether it depends on the 30 days.
And then January, Tiva Jigdu, January Drumena, Nigdu Ruma, Ranga Dupurus.
Then, if you say that January is not established on the 1st of January, then is it established on the 2nd of January? Then, when is the January established? Yeah, it's very nice if, like, when you are doing meditation or emptiness, to be doing those investigations. Then also, if you say that 20 years, how is 20 years established? Is it established during the first year or second year? Then also, when we say today, is the today existent in today exist as morning, or exist as noon, or does it exist as evening? So we have a very good session today, this time, and maybe we'll take one more question. No question.
This might sound really silly, but if you're convinced that everything is empty, why do you have to keep analyzing it?
if everything's empty, why do you analyze it? That's okay.
I'm convinced that everything is empty, so why do I have to keep analyzing it? I mean, I'm convinced if you've got me, you sold it.
Why we still have to analyze?
Why do I have to keep analyzing it?
Oh. And that the Kashur Rinpoche, the Rinpoche Duni, the Kaisa, the Kan Sung, the Duni to Nasung Yarva, Duni to Nan Kangi Sumbati, Moran Kashur, the Semla de la Kaisa, Stumba, the Tumba, Chetan de Tumbare, the Semla nearby Yoresa, the Chetan Tanai nearby Yuba Yinzang, the Ne Tadichea de Tundaka Yoresa. Tadi Magina,
Duni to the covers.
If you don't analyze, then the understanding you have of emptiness might be mistaken, so you have to do a lot of investigation.
I realize I might forget that things are empty too.
Also, like in the Pramana Varika, Dhammakuti's logical text, commentary on Compendium of Vela Cognition. He gives a lot of reasons. Talks a lot about the correct sign, correct logical signs. He gave a lot of reasons to facilitate your understanding. Then, similarly, when we talk about Paramita or the Abhisam Aramkala or the middle way, study middle way, all these subjects, we give a lot of reasons to have to think about these. So these will help you, and they are like a key for opening the door.
Oh yeah, that would be...
Yeah, you listened very well. Yeah, now you can maybe drink some tea and relax.
I'm sorry, my people maybe have not been here